Okay, so I want to talk a little bit about the Shaila that's again some cities. It's not again our city because the mitzias of the way our houses are, I didn't look there exactly, but possibly. So the Shaila is like this. The Shaila is that in Lakewood it's very common, and in Yerushalayim it's very common, right, Israel, you could have 10 people, that 10 homes, and each home is separate, and every person can stand on their own porch, being Mekayim, all the Gezeris and Shittas in social distancing. And he's on his own porch in his own house. He's not leaving his rishos. He's not leaving his property at all. And all 10 people from their own porch could see each other. And the question is, can they make a minyan that way? Can they say Dvar Meshubah Kedusha? Can they say Chazar Sashatz? Can they daven, you know, as a cult feel of Tzibur? That's the Shaila. Now, as we'll see, this is not the first time that this Shaila has come up in Halacha, but let's go through a little bit the Makaris, the source, because it's a really fascinating sugya. So what's the Shaila? The Shaila is 10 people in one room is a tziruf. That's called 10 people. That's called a minyan. Why? Because called be'asara shechinta sharia, called be'asara shechinta sharia, the shechina is there when there's 10 people, and that's what makes a minyan. Okay. Now, what about here? You don't have 10 people in a room. You have 10 people in separate, all separate. They're in separate rishos, but they see each other. So what would be the makar? What would be the source to say that should be considered a minyan? After all, they're not together. So the source is a Gemara. Actually, we learned in the Kodal Lazman. To be perfectly honest, I have to say Satishmaya that I get to prepare this year because this sugya was the sugya that I was learning during like the week of when the Kodal made its dinner. So I didn't really learn the sugya so well. So the this sugya says, it's really, the Makarfer is a sugya by Zimun. You know, the halach by Zimun is you have 3 people sitting together, that creates a Zimun. So what happens, they can make the Mizamun. What happens if they're not sitting together? They're sitting and they're in separate areas. So the Gemara says over there that, it's a Mishnah really. It says, Beis Chaburois. Beis Chaburois. That you have 2 chaburas that are roy and zed, that they could see each other. Shtei chaburas shay oichlus b'vayzach b'zanchim mitzasan roy and elus elu are elu mitzdarven lazimun. So it says you have 2 chaburas and mitzasan roy and elus elu. Some could see each other. They could be mitzarf to make one big minion together. That's the halacha. So you see from there that even though normally you have to be together, here they're not together. There's Royim Elus Elus. So let's say you have 2 people. Let's say for argument's sake, you have 3 people in one and you have 3 people in the other. And they don't want to make 2 separate Zimuns. They want to make only one bigger Zimun of 6 people. So all 6 don't see each other, because if all 6 would see each other, possibly there would be a minion anyway, a tzirf. But one of these three are sitting together in the living room. These 3 are sitting together in the dining room. And one of these 3 could see one of these 3, that makes a tzirf. So that makes them considered one group, and they can be mezam together. So it's a Mishnah, and that's Mishnah. The question is like this: does that apply? There's no source in the Gemara that you could do that for a minyan. The only source is that you could do that for is a zimun. So can you go ahead and extend that to a minyan? Like I said before, you could be machalik very simply. You could machalik both ways. You could say if it works for a zimun, doesn't mean it would work for a minyan. A minyan needs the Shekhinah comes down for 10 people. It doesn't come down if there's random people all over the place. So the Zimun is not about the Shekhinah. Zimun is about is you're considered one group enough that one person could be might see the other one maybe. But here it's about the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah is waiting for 10 people, like it says in the Gemara Brachas. So when 10 people come, the Shekhinah is happy. So kol be'asara Shekhinah Sharia. There's no be'asara over here. There's no 10 people here. So you could say that even if you would say it would work by Zimun, it could be it wouldn't work by Minyan. You could also say the opposite, that for sure it works by Minyan. The whole Chiddush is by Zimun, because by Zimun the Allah is that even if 3 people are sitting together, but they never had in mind to sit together, they're not a group, they're not really eating together. They're not a group. So maybe it's only a chiddush that by zimun such a thing. But by minyan, maybe it's even more pashut. Okay, but is the fact that the Gemara says it by a zimun, is that a proof to anything b'negeya a minyan? So the first thing we have to realize is that even. Okay, well, let's get to that. No, the Chiddush is, no, Lachar not, we'll see. The Chiddush is that they're not together. And maybe we'll see that this Mitzvah Seroyan, we'll see exactly about that. That's a very good question. I'll get back to that at the end. Remind me if I didn't get back to it. Okay? So the truth is that by Zimur itself, there's a big machlokes. The Bria Halacha and Siman Kuf Tzadihei brings down a big machlokes between the Rashbash and the Rashba, that the Rashbash is medayik the Mishnah. It says beis chaburais shayyosh beis batim miktsasin roin esilas. Look, the Rashbash, you see, it's two chaburais. It means each one already has a zimun. So you have three here, three there. The only question is, should they make two zimuns or one? They could join to make one. But Zakhtar Rashbash, he says, but if you would have, let's say, five here and five there, and they want to get together and make a new Mitzirah of 10, they didn't have a Chabur of 10. They never had a Chabur of 10 yet. They can't do that. The whole thing is Shnei Chaburais, means each one had a Chabur already. So I'm three and you're three. We're not creating anything new by making this Chabur of 6. It's just a question if I can be Moitziu, so I'm close enough that I can be Moitziu. But to create a new Chabura, you can't create a new Chabura with this Roy and Elus Elu, which the fact that you could see each other, you have to be together, and you're not together. So the Rashbash holds that you have to be together to make a minion. It has to be a Chabura. So it could be that if you would have two and one, and let's say one of the two sees this other guy, you wouldn't make a Zimun of three either. That's what the Rashbash holds. So he's Medayik, that has to be Davka Shtei Chaburas. But the Bir Halacha says, Hilamaisa says, and therefore, according to the Rashbash, if you have 5 and 5, you can't make a minion of 10, even by a minion. And he says the Rashba argues on that, but then he says that even according to the, even not if you argue on the Rashbash, but he says, and then he says the Vilna Goyen also holds like there's Rashbash. So the Bir Halacha right away already is Shadi Bein Arga, already puts in a little bit of a twist over here on this. Issue of Tziruf, because he says that number one, he says that even by Zimun itself, it's not so simple that it would work to create a new minion, to create a new Tziruf. It only works maybe to attach two people that are already Mitziruf. So therefore, to go take 10 porches, that there's no minion whatsoever anywhere. So to do this when you have 5 people in one place, 5 people in another, even 5 and 5, according to the Rashbash and the Vilna Goyen, that would not work. And then there's another step. Can you apply it to a minion altogether? Okay, fine. But that's what it says over here in Siman Kuf Tzadihei. If you go ahead and look in Siman Nunhei, which is where the Mishabura talks about, the Shulchan Aruch talks about Kaddish. So over there, how to make a minion for Kaddish. So over there, what he's talking about is if you have two chatzers, you have two yards, and one opens up into the other. And it's a very complicated sugya. I see Rabbi Price is still smiling because that was a very big, complicated sugya in Erevin that we learned in the Kol. And this is a very hard, hard sugya. And it talks about if you have 9 people in one room, one in the other, can they make some sort of minion or not? Okay, so the are they enough to make a minion? In that whole inyan, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Bir Halacha in Nunhei Sif Yud Zayin. He brings the Rashba that we said earlier, the Rashba that says you could apply what it says L'gabi Tziruf, you can apply it to minion as well. And you can say that Miktsas and Roy and Elu is Elu, the fact they could see each other is enough to mitzarv them, to put them together for a minion. But then he says, even the Rashba, Vuhu loy kasav kain, ulchatchila yoisotev lahachmar bezesh, yikantzu lefnim, de kula zu, this leniency, de mahani Roy and Elu is Elu, inyan tziruf, kumoy leinyan birkas amazin, the fact that it works for tziruf like it works for benching, comes from the Rashba. Vuhu loy kasav shamzeh, rak b'derech efshar. And that's the end of the Bir Halacha. It says, I mean, our whole source is the Rashba. The Rashba is not such a great source. The Rashba is B'derech Efsher. He says, maybe you could do it. But we have a Vilna Goyin and a Rashbash that says it doesn't work for Feirish. And all we have is a Rashba that says, maybe it works. Efsher. So that's not such a great, you know, anything great to rely on. In the end, in the Mishnah Berurah itself, in Simit, in Sivkotan, Nun Zayin, he says, Yesh Machmir and Beroyin Elu, Elu Uvamokam Hatchak Efsher Sheish Lahakal. So the Mishnah Berurah is only Makel when the Rashba, because again, we don't have that much to rely on. We have Rashbash and the Vilna Goyin that says there's no tzirif. This is not a min, it's not called a minion if there's no 10 people together in one room. And then we have a Rashba that's an Efsher. The Rashba held, thought, the Rashba came up with a Chiddush that perhaps you can extend the tzirif of Zimun to minion. So the Mishnah Berurah's maskana is Efsher Sheish Lahakal B'Sha'as HaTchak. The Aruch HaShulchan is not so happy with it. The Aruch HaShulchan says if you have 9 in one place and 1 in the other, maybe, but to go do 10 porches where there's one person in each porch, it doesn't sound like he would hold it that so simple. But then the Mishnah Berurah earlier, and that was Sifkatan, what I said B'Sha'as HaTchak was Sifkatan Nun Zayin. Earlier in Simen Nun Hein, Sifkatan Mem Ches, he also says Yesh Machmir Nafilu Beroyin. He says, there are those that are machmer if they could see each other. But he says, Ayin Shari Tshuva. The Shari Tshuva is very interesting. So the Shari Tshuva brings in Machloikis about this. He brings from the Eli Rabba that doesn't work. And then he brings from the Mati Yosef. It does work. He brings other Achrayim that deal with it, the Shari Tshuva. And basically, a lot that hold it doesn't work. But then he brings like this. V'kasav oy b'machzik bracha. Machzik bracha is the Chida. And he brings the Chida. And he says, b'laziritu. In the situation of a lazaritu. What's a lazaritu? It's a makom, or it's a city or something. Makom sheshomrim mipnei ipush avir. People, basically, were not allowed to go outside because there was something wrong with the air. And basically, if they would go outside, they would get sick or something like that. So everyone had to stay home. That's what the chida was talking about. So the mazik bracha, and he says, sheish sham beis kitos. Shisha bevais echad, v'dalid bevais acher. And they have 6 in one house and 4 in the other. And they're both going to stay indoors, but they could see each other. So someone asked the chida. Since they're not allowed, etc. So they're not allowed. They can't leave their house. So we may as well be makel for them that it counts. The mitzaref, the kol shekein, that they have no other choice. And we could rely on the poiskim. Because if we don't rely on the poiskim, then there will not be a minion in the entire city. That's what he says. So the chida and the Mishnah Berurah there, when he said, everyone's machmir, he said, Ayin Shari Tshuva. So it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah would agree that in a situation where basically the only choice to make a minion is in through a mahalach of Roy and Zedzeh, it sounds like he would agree that that's a valid minion in that situation, because you don't really have a choice anymore at that point. And since you don't have no other choice, it's not like you're being lazy, you know, because the case in the Shari Tshuva he's talking about is, let's say there are people up in the Azara and everyone else is davening downstairs and you have 9 and the guy upstairs is too lazy, doesn't want to come down. He just wants to roll out of bed and says, that's he's saying, no, don't rely on that. But when you have no other choice, sounds like the Mishnah Berurah, because he still through the Shari Tshuva, would agree, B'Sha'as HaTchak, anyway, he says, B'Sha'as HaTchak, you can rely on the Rashba. So B'Sha'as HaTchak, when there is no other way to make a minion, sounds like he would say that it works, the Tzirif works. Now, it's a chiddush that it's very nice to say that Tzirif works, and you could feel good about yourself, that you have Tzirif B'Tzibur, and you could say Kaddish and Kedusha, and Baruch Hu is not a, but Chazar Shashat is a little bit of an issue, because Chazar Shashat is a Shalom of Baruch Levatala. So why is he running to be Mekel when maybe it's a Chumrah? And I'm not sure what the Kula is. The Kula is you could say Baruch Hu and you could say Kaddish. But is it a Kula that you could say Chazar Shashat? That's, I'm not so understanding why he's so quick to do that. And during the week, the Chazan, so the answer is that we never really have a minion answer Chazas HaShatz, right? I mean, our whole Chazas HaShatz is a little sticky. So Teretz says the Chazan really should have in mind that it's maybe Al-Tanai, so you could do that. So throw in a Tanai for Nedava, and on Shabbos, where you can't make Nedava, you'll rely on the Rashba. You know, so Chazar HaShatz, where the person's making brachas over again, then maybe he should have in mind that if this, in case this doesn't work, it's like I'm davening an extra private Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, now there's one major, so this is why this whole entire concept is a stretch. You know, it's not so clear that it works. But I do want to point out something. If there is a minion somewhere, not now, but just the Gabi the Sugya, if there is a real minion, and you see the minion, you're for sure mitzdarif, even for Tfil B'tzibur Pashtas. You for sure could answer Kaddish and Kedusha and Baruch Hu, and Pashtas is Tfil B'tzibur as well. It's considered davening with a minion. This whole thing is to create the minion. That was the Rashbash, that was that whole issue. But if there is a minion, and you're number 11, and you could see in, that definitely, that Pashtas for sure works. To be considered part of the minyan. Okay, now, there's one major caveat in this entire thing, which is as follows. What? Right, that would apply to anywhere where there's a tzuras ha-pesach, where there's something separating the two areas. You know, Rabbi Pavelski's, even outside, and you're not even in the building, if there's 10 people in one place, and you could see that. Right. Okay. There's one major caveat in this thing. Number one is, I heard a shiur from Rabbi Felder, and he pointed out, anyone that knows anything about these, let's say, the structure of the homes in Lakewood, let's say, in Newland Gardens, maybe it wouldn't be like this, I don't know, but in Lakewood, is that the way, there's rows of houses. So let's say everyone comes out to their porch, there's rows of houses, and everyone could see each other. But the question is, can really everyone see each other, or just number one can see number two, and number two could see number three? Maybe number one could even see numbers two, three, and four. But eventually, number four, maybe if it's set up in a certain way, number one could see two, three, four, and number four could see four, five, six, and then number six could see seven, eight, nine, right? But is it called Elu Miksos and Roy and Elu Selu? If one can see the other, does that create a tier, or do you have to have that everyone can see each other? One second, but I'm assuming they're all on the same side of the street still. We're going to get to that. So, and we'll see why I'm saying that. But if it's a row, right? If it's a row straight, so it's a very clear diuk that it does not work. Because it says over here by Zimun, again, in the Shai, the whole source for this is the Gav, is from the Halacha in Zimun. And it says over there, it says, Ochlu miktsasan babayis umiktsasan chutz labayis. So let's say they're not in one house, where they're in different rooms, but one is literally, some of them are in the house and some of them are out of the house. If the mevarich, if the one that's benching is sitting between on the porch and he sees the people outside and he sees the people inside, it works. So why does it work? So Mishapur says, because the Sharatzion says, the reason it works is because the person benching is needed by both groups. So he's considered part of both groups. So let's say there's A, B, and C inside, right? And then you have E, F, G outside, and this guy D is in the middle. So this guy D, who's making a bracha, he's really part of the group A, B, C, D. He's also part of the group of the second group. He's needed for both groups because they're both using him. So it says the Mishabura, therefore it's considered he's part of the first group. So it's Miktsasan Rayin Elus Elu. He's the Miktsas. He's seeing everyone because he's Miktsasan of both groups and he's seeing each other. That's the Mishnah Berurah says, mashma, it came up in Feirish, but if it would be anybody else, right, it wouldn't work, right? If it would be anybody else, it wouldn't work. This came up, says that in Feirish. No, it means each group needs it, so that's Miktsas and Royin Eusel. But here, Miktsas and Royin Eusel means I have a group of five and I have a group of five, and part of the five sees the other part of the five, so that's Mitzarif the whole five. But how is one reserved to ten? He's not part of a group with four really either. It's a cliche. He's a group with four only through Re'ia, and then you want that Re'ia to now stel him to the ten. It doesn't work. It's only because he's the Mishnah Berurah's lashon is mikol makom mashma the adam acher mechaburus loy mahani, says the Shaar Tzion. V'atam deikilu b'mavarech mishum deikilu d'shtei chaburus tzrichim loy nechshav kishamish hamishamish l'shteim v'hu mitzarfon. No, but he's not. No, he means he's part of that group. But there is no group here. What's the group? I don't need him. If I'm an individual guy, he's not helping me. What? That what? What Royim and then the bottom, like. Right, but the two of them are together, right? Right. Right, but what made them two groups of two? Because they're together. But I'm saying, but the two that are together, right? Right. So I'm saying, if two people are together and some of those two are seeing some of these, that can make a group. But if there's nobody together, right? If you have nobody's together and not everyone's seeing each other, then what's a tzirf? So Rabbi Felder in the shir was medayik from that chart. It does not work. Again, not according to the Rashbash. According to the Rashbash, it'll be three in the inside and three in the outside and one in the middle, because you need a full zimun. But let's say you have three in the outside, three in the inside, and one guy in the middle. So that guy in the middle is considered that each group has four, and he's part of both groups. So he being part of both groups is considered miktsasan of the group. Part of the group is seeing the whole group, right? But if let's say there's just a random person in the middle, so now group A sees this middle guy, and group B sees this middle guy, but they don't see each other, it would not work. Mishabur says beferish, mashma de adam echad mechaburis kishiyashav loy mahani. It doesn't work. So, therefore, it would seem like everyone has to see each other from this Sharetzin. Okay? Now, Rabbi Perelsky mentioned, why are you using this whole row? You know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then it gets complicated and everyone can see each other. So, but there's five people on this side of the street, five people on that side of the street. And then let it work that way. So that's where this big caveat comes in. Because the Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Tzadi Hei, regarding the Zimun, says Yesh Mishayim or some hold Shim Rishus Harabim Mafsekis. If there's a Rishus Harabim, a public thoroughfare, which is Mafsek, which disturbs the connection between the two groups, because it's right in between Bin Shnei Abatim, between the two homes, Einam Mitzdarifim Shum Inyan. There is no connection between the groups, because once it's a public thoroughfare, which is going through the connection, that disturbs the connection, it's no longer considered connected. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. And even though it's Yesh Mishoimer, but there's no Choylik on this. Okay? So the Shulchan Aruch says that if there's a street in the middle, it doesn't work. Right? So if there's a street there's just a rabbin between the groups, then it won't work even if they could see each other. But if there's a street between the groups, it won't work. So, okay, it's just a rabbin, as we all know, Rosh Hashanah is hard to come by. You know, Rosh Hashanah, according to some people, Manhattan's not, I don't know what is Rosh Hashanah, according to some people. So Rosh Hashanah is not so easy to come by. So where people are living and across the street from each other, it's unlikely that we're talking about they're across from 95, you know. So, you know, any street that we're talking about probably is not Rosh Hashanah. The problem is the Mishabur brings from the Taz, Lav Dafka Rosh Hashanah. Well, listen, that could be, but listen to the Taz. He says, because of a Taz, lav dafkur shasarabim mamish, shurach of tazayin amma, vuadin kishi shvil hayochid, mafsik bin time. Efshur dafkur kushu kavua gambi moisak shamim. He's talking about a dirt road that a yochid uses to get to his house, shvil hayochid, right? And he's like, oh, but it's a dirt road, and by the if it gets muddy in the winter, maybe that's not called a hefsik. But other than that, so the Taz is very says that basically any street, right? If it's only a parking lot, but any street that would be a regular street according to the Taz, even if it's not a Rosh Hashanah, it's not considered a public domain, like Abe Hilchas Shabbos, anything like that. But if it's basically a street, it would make it that you cannot make the tzirif, okay. So it would be considered a hefsek, and you would not be able to have the tzirif. That's why I didn't say if you have five people on this side of the street, five people on that side of the street, because the streets itself would be considered a block. So you would have to have them all on the same side. If they're only in the backyard, yeah, in Chanami, if it's in the backyard, so it's basically like a chotzer. It's not a shvil hayachid either. It's just like a courtyard, you know, that they share a backyard. That's one thing. But other than that, if it's in the street, they you know, that would be technically, you know, that could be a problem. I saw that Rav Osher Weiss, so he put out a tshuva on this, and he doesn't really have any way out of it except for saying that this whole taz is a huge chiddush. Because to say that when the Shulchan Aruch says Rosh Hasharabim, it means a Shvil Ayachid is a pretty big stretch in the language of the Rosh Hasharabim. And you know, to say that is a little bit of a stretch. He has one or two sources. So he says, you know, he's just, you know, he doesn't really... he says at the end, that if it's mamish very private, he was talking about connecting two buildings on the same side of a let's say two buildings in Eretz Yisrael, they're on the same side of the street, but there's still some sort of space in between that's used, you know, a parking lot or something like that. So he says, you know, that's his issue there. But basically, if it's literally across the street from each other, it wouldn't work. Also, if there's soya, if there's any sort of, you know, something that you cannot daven with a smell, that would also make the hefsek, that would also create a hefsek in the tziruf. There's some problem with the smell. So bottom line is that these minyanim, like we said, the whole idea, well, it has to be real tzoya. It has to be something you can't daven in front of, not just the garbage. If it's covered, then it's probably fine. But if it's uncovered, if it's human, if it's a dog thing, it's not a problem. So it's so usually any garbage is not going to have real tzoya there. I mean, it's going to have covered, you know. You could, by the way, everyone agrees that, again, like you said before, if there's a minion and you're on the other side of the street, then it works. Then you could be mitzaref. So, because again, you're not creating the minion that way. So then, you know, that would work as long as they're in the minion. One other point that we said, even though they all have to see each other, okay, and you can't have A sees B and B sees C, etc. But if they could all see the chazan, then it would work l'chora. Because then you have the case in the Mishnah Berurah that they're all seeing the Mavaris. If they all could see the Chazan, it would work. Okay? Okay, so the Maskanas Hadvarim basically is what the Poskim are saying is based on this halacha in Hilchas Zimun. It's not exactly the same. You know, there's Rish Achreinim, Rashbash, the Gvilna Goin, that they say it's not so poshut. It's not so simple to say that just because it works for Zimun, it would work here. This whole thing is based on the Rashba. And those achroinim that said that you can rely on the Rashba b'shas atchak, like the Chidah says, that when there's not going to be a possibility of making any other minion, you can make a minion this way. And that's what this kula is based on. But realizing that it's a kula, so you have to know that it has to be done right. You know, the Ryan Eilu Seil have to be the alchitz each other. And like we said, it should be on one side of the street. Yeah, so I'm saying, let's say you have the chazin in a way that all of them can see him. L'chor, that should work, yeah. Because then it's the same idea. Then they're being yoytze with him, you know, whatever it is. No, the Mishabur says that whole thing, if you hold seeing works, then you have to say that whole sugya is talking when they don't see each other. Right. No, I'm saying exactly. But the whole Mishnah Berurah is coming to say, if you hold Rayan does not work, then you have to learn that whole Gemara is talking about when they don't see each other, and then the question just is that considered one room? Right? Is the Gadol Bekatan? Is the Katan Begadol? However you learn that Sugya, right. The idea of that whole Gemara is if it's considered one big room, then you don't have to see each other. But in Chanami, if you could... Yeah, that's the way you would have to learn that Gemara if you hold that Royan works, right? right. There's one Geshmaka Ha'ara, and I'm not going to say the halacha on it because I don't really know, but the Geshmaka Ha'ara that all these Minanim are having is how do you split up on Shabbos the Zion Krum, the seven Aliyahs, because no one's allowed to go to anyone else's house. So let's say one of these 10 guys has a Sefer Torah, and he knows how to lane. Let's say. So he's gonna lane. All right, but what do you do now? Can you call up? You can't call up anyone to get aliyahs, because the whole point of this thing is you can't leave your house to go to someone else's house. So you can't get aliyahs. So do you? So the shaila was: do you stop seven times, and does the same person get all seven aliyahs, or do you? Right, so or maybe he should just make, like the Gemara says, make the bracha in the beginning, bracha in the end, and then stop seven times, and like the Torah says, that what did they do in the old days? In the old days, there was no seven brachas. In the first takana of the Gemara, the first guy that got the aliyah got the first bracha, the last one made the last bracha, and everyone else did seven kru. What did they do? They obviously got up, and if they could lane, they lane, but if they couldn't lane. So the Torah says, if only one person can lane, he says that you should do is you should split up the seven aliyahs. You're the only person that can lane, so then you sit down, go back up to Torah, continue. Don't make another bracha, according to that original takana. So, you know, so this idea of splitting it up in seven without seven brachas. So would you do that, or would you say, no, we have a takana nowadays, you don't do that anymore. So now, does he make seven brachas? Well, what do you do? So this is very, well, right, it's also, I'm saying, so Mistama, this, he's not allowed to come, but you're going to be about to the assay of the Kiddashta, you know, but you'll be, you know, I'll believe you lost your minion. Yeah, so, you know, it's a good Shaila, if anyone has any time on their hands, to be Mavar, how to give out these aliyahs in this minion. Really? Okay. Right. No, so I don't know. It's Ein Hara. It's what's it called? I don't know what the problem is. If it's not Shaykh, because there's no other way to do it. There's a lot of interesting in the Kriyas HaTorah angle of it. It's an interesting Shaila what to do. But that's the. That's pretty much the background. What? right. But this is pretty much the background, and like I said, what I'm saying is based on Rabbi Felder's share he gave earlier. I was and on the sugya, and all right, it's Hashem, Bekarov. This will be just a sugya ba'alma, and it won't be halach l'maisa. But for now, it's just interesting though. Right. Yeah, what is that exactly? Yeah. Aha. Uh-huh. Oh, that's what the Chida's talking about. Uh-huh. That's what he says. Bilazerato, makom sheshoymer mepnei ipush haavir. Yeah. Okay. Sheesh. Right. All right. So that's what that is. Right. Interesting. But that's the like I was saying, this isn't the first time in history this happened. I mean, that's for sure. But all right. Mitzvah Hashem. Should continue. All right. Should get together in person soon. Bezos Hashem. Okay. Come on, Tom. A good night, everybody. Shkach. Yeah. What do you hold about this thing that maybe by tzira for a zimun, it's worse than a minion because you need to be more to get, you know, there's an Indian of being dafka together, and it's an interesting sad like that. I don't know, I didn't see anyone handle this, but all right, very good. Shkoyach. Okay, we'll be in touch. Shkoyach. Okay. Nachum Neustadt is on. Is that you? He made a. He just got a. Yeah. He just made a bar mitzvah with him. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I just missed him. All right. Okay, good night, everybody. Right. He's frozen. Okay. I don't know what that is. Square, what is it? Me? I'm trying to get off. But no, I'm answering some of the questions that were thrown in the middle that I couldn't answer. Oh, yeah? See, so they were false. See you tomorrow morning. Yeah, we are. Yes, I'm gonna put up there the same. I'm gonna put up the same meet number that we just did. Okay, let's go.